Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, or beholden to scum, Russian scum!
Please, listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! You're next, please! Please! You're next! We're in danger! Please, listen to me! Something terrible! Please! You're next! Here they are! They're already here! Help! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows. Sleep.
Ellen, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, free all the homies!
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Land of the Walking Dead!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these... Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. Strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit.
critical to understand the globalist.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mammy.
So an authoritarian world government is in place. It's shutting down farming, shutting down fertilizer, locking down the third world to starve them to death so they collapse and flood us. And when you actually read the different books written by top globalists and Obama's science czar and others, they tell you the plan. Herd us into compact cities, cut off the resources, and then watch us kill each other. Well, the globalists are going to live in rural areas in special elite reservations where they believe they're going to be protected. But by being aware of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, we can beat it. That's why if you watch my film Endgame, made in 2007, I talk about this rat study that we're about to cover that the globalists are obsessed with. And Mike Adams has done a great job writing a big article about it for naturalnews.com. We're going to post the article up on InfoWars.com as well in the live show feed. We're going to post it to the main page of InfoWars as well. Calhoun's mouse utopia experiments are now coming true for humanity as self-annihilation, infanticide, and gender distortions become commonplace. But my issue with this is the globalists are doing everything they can to create this scenario and then admitting they're doing that. They believe a collapse is coming. They want to have an organized, controlled collapse up front. Red Adair, over 100 years ago, figured out the biggest oil-filled fire company in the world, for decades after, up and even to today, how to get rid of an oil well fire or a gas fire. They'd load up a wheelbarrow full of TNT, have somebody roll it in, and the huge explosion would knock the oxygen out and put the fire out. Well, it is the exact same thing here. And so their argument is they've got to depopulate, they've got to create the calamity, they've got to go ahead and have the artificial war and systems they control to get our numbers down. There was even a Star Trek episode in the 1960s where they come to a planet where they're constantly having nuclear wars with each other, but they're not real nuclear wars. When one country fires at the other with their missiles, people just get in a disintegration chamber so infrastructure's not destroyed. It's an allegory of the neutron bomb that only kills life, not the infrastructure. So this is a big, big deal, a big, big window into these people. I'll play a few clips coming up at the bottom of the hour from Endgame, but I'm so glad that Mike has really burrowed into this big report. It's so important. And, of course, we'll also get into the politics in the world a little bit later, and we'll talk about the Yay interview as well and so much more with Mike Adams. But this is understanding how the technocrats think, why they're eugenicists, why they're social Darwinists. If you understand this study, it's one of three or four they follow. There's another study where they put bacteria in a petri dish. They bloom. They eat through the cuter or the supply of food. Then they eat each other. Then they die. But we have systems to stop that from happening. But they're creating an artificial system to actually carry that out as their pretext for total domination of human life and playing God. So Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, thanks for coming on with us about this fascinating study.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex. And
May I offer an observation about yesterday that I think is...
Let's do this. I almost brought up Yay first with you, and then, yeah, let's next segment get back into the rat study. Let's get into Yay, everyone.
Okay, I want to mention that the way you handled that, I think, was brilliant, because you have a platform, and here was your guest saying some things that you and I find abhorrent, and that I think your audience finds abhorrent as well, and yet you did not deplatform. You didn't boot him off your set in real time. Had you done so, it would have been like you were trapped in approving the logic that big tech has used to boot you off their platforms. So what you actually demonstrated is that censorship is not the answer. Let's listen to what people say, even if it is abhorrent, and understand that in that segment yesterday, Ye did not convince anybody to follow what he was saying. He was not convincing or persuasive to anyone. People were watching it and hearing it. The world did not end, and yet we were still able to preserve the philosophy of free speech, which means we are able to hear speech with which we strongly disagree. So I just want to point that out. I think you handled it perfectly.
Well, that's a great point, and I didn't talk to you in the last few weeks, but I think we're basically the same mind. We're both immersed in this. They act like just because something isn't true or something might not be right or something is abhorrent, they should have a right to say it. Once you have that logic, then by that logic, anything they list is bad, even though it's not to be banned. So you've got to support the unpopular speech or things you disagree with, or your speech will be taken. That's level one. Level two is we need to hear the bad ideas so we have debates and aren't afraid of having a discussion and telling somebody how they're wrong and then educating people. And then he's also seeing it black and white. Well, the West is really bad, or screw Germany over, well, then he's okay. No, that's how Hitler sold the Germans on doing what they did. Yeah, they got screwed over in World War I. Yeah, the West started World War I. Yeah, they assassinated the king of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the crown prince. So we all know that. The point is, it's not like, well, Hitler's good or the other group's good or Hitler's bad, the other group's bad. It's way more complex, and so that's why I tried to. He also wasn't going to come here and get into that. I didn't tell him he couldn't. But then once they got off on it, it just became like a. It's just an obsession, and it was, and it just went on and on.
Yeah, well, look, we all pray for Kanye to get whatever help he needs to get right with what's going on with himself. I mean, we want to bring God and Jesus into people's lives. So I'll just say that and end it there. But here's the thing: there are mass murderers who are living today, who I believe have murdered, or they've been complicit in the murder of far more people than Hitler did. And those people are guests on CNN, by the way. And in my opinion, this is my opinion, I believe Fauci is complicit in the mass murder of millions, even tens of millions globally, of human beings. And so why is it okay for the mainstream media to have that kind of monster of society, a monster against humanity, to have him and celebrate him and give him awards? And then they would condemn the speech of someone like Ye, which, of course, again, we found his speech abhorrent, and yet Ye himself has not killed anybody, to my knowledge. So we need to keep that perspective in mind as we hear these words, and we think about who the media is celebrating. The media is celebrating mass murderers every day, in my opinion, Alex.
And so we should hit that first. Rand Paul just gets better and better. He says, look, Fauci created the virus. We're going to get him. He's red-handed. He's going to prison. That's the truth. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But since you mentioned it, here's Madeleine Albright. For those who don't know, Clinton tripled the sanctions that George Herbert Walker Bush put in. They estimate his sanctions killed about 500,000. The sanctions carried out by the Clinton crime network killed over 1.5 million. Over 500,000 being children. She said she'd do it again. It was a good price to pay. They lauded her like she was... Like she was Mother Teresa when she died last year. That's how sick it is. I'm bad for questioning a shooting. She's good for killing 500,000 children. Here's the clip.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
Okay, so I don't want to hear that Ye's bad or I'm bad or anybody's bad when these are Hitler-level statements, but because it's a woman, it's like, oh, well, it's a woman. It's like Hillary said, yeah, we made Libya fail and killed hundreds of thousands and laughed about it. It's like, what, because you're a fat woman in a suit, you're allowed to kill everybody now?
Yeah, this is the thing. We live in a world of globalists who are openly announcing mass extermination of humanity at levels that are orders of magnitude worse than what Hitler did in World War II. You know, think about it. 6 million Jews were annihilated according to the historical records. Well, these globalists today want to kill 6 billion or more human beings. That's 1,000 times more people. This is 1,000 holocausts that they are attempting to carry out with food scarcity, engineered starvation, engineered energy destruction, plus the bioweapons, the mRNA injections, the infertility, the myocarditis, all of it, right? So we're talking about 1,000 holocausts that the media is ignoring, and they pretend that's not happening. So they have no pedestal from which to lecture people like you or me or, frankly, Ye or anybody else for that matter until the media comes clean with their complicity in this mass genocide against humanity.
Beautifully said. I'm going to try to shut up when we come back and give you the floor to get into the study so much more. Hopefully you can stay with us a little bit the next hour because we need to catch up on a lot. Mike Adams, nationalnews.com. Be sure to bookmark that and share it. Everybody already does. And InfoWars.com as well because people are really hungry for the truth now. Now's the time to go on InfoWars.com and Man.Video and nationalnews.com. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for joining us. To tell you, if you find this information to be helpful for liberty and freedom and your future, for yourself and all of us together, I hope you'll share the links for InfoWars.com and hand out video with your friends, family, and neighbors and perfect strangers, and tell them to share it as well and trigger the chain reaction of awakening. Mike's agreed to stay 15 minutes the next hour, and the New World Order historian, Jay Dyer, will host 45 minutes, so we can get into the rat study that's so huge. Next segment, I want to go back to Mike and what the current globalists are doing, what's happening with Fauci. We're getting real traction on him creating the virus and the gain of function, and what Senator Paul's saying, quote, we will get you. We've caught you red-handed. You won't get away with it. You're going to go to prison. Rand Paul's got a lot of courage, for folks who don't know. Very dangerous with the power he's got and the respectability to do that to the globalists. So he's putting his life in his out there on the line. It is a really, really big deal. And so just covering the waterfront in this segment, all the other big developments and things that are happening, Mike Adams.
Wow. Well, just to kind of tease up what we're going to talk about in the Calhoun segment, coming up next segment, I got to tell you, Alex, the entire theory of overpopulation is wrong. And a lot of that theory was based on this particular study. Turns out it's not overpopulation that destroys societies. There aren't too many people. What happens is we've turned our world into a welfare state where people have lost the ability to transfer knowledge to their offspring or to even have viable offspring that know how to navigate the world and navigate challenges.
And that's exactly what they're implementing. So hold your powder, because right. I want to, as yes, one big congruent report, this is so important. I want to really have you go through this. This is so revolutionary. And extrapolating this clearly from your research, you're a scientist as well. They're using this model to artificially do this today.
Well, yes, exactly. So they are using that they think it's true, and they're using that to say to themselves, the globalists, saying that they are saving the future of humanity by depopulating the world and carrying out genocide. So that's why then they unleash the engineered food scarcity, the energy destruction, the culture wars, the destruction of the family, and so on. Because, again, they tell themselves they're saving the world, but they're not. They're actually complicit in the destruction of the world. And we're going to expose all of this and turn this around. And, you know, look, the truth is that our planet can support far more than 8 billion people, by the way. I mean, we just crossed 8 billion. We can support far more. But we're going to lose, I think, 1 to 2 billion people, Alex, in the next decade because of what the globalists have already set into motion. I literally think we're going to lose at least 1 billion people. And it's not just the vaccines. It is the starvation. Look at what's happening in Europe. The energy has been cut off, partly because of the Nord Stream pipelines, as you know. But in addition, the European culture of the government there has said, we are not allowing you, the people, to extract resources from European land. So they are basically trying to dissociate humanity.
Including
from
basic
earth.
Farming. They put the head of the Netherlands,
that's right,
who's cutting off their farms, in charge of the whole system to shut down farms worldwide. That is direct genocide. That's not cutting off pipelines to cars. That's cutting off the food pipeline to humans. That is the definition of siege.
Well, yes. And Alex, I'm telling you, they are going to unleash another massive pandemic to try to put people into camps when the uprising gets bad, which is going to happen sometime in 2023, especially in Europe. So people are going to freeze and starve to death. People are going to lose their jobs like never before. There's a deindustrialization of Europe that is accelerating. Shutdown of so many companies, all the metal smelting operations, glass manufacturers.
Listen, I'm going to just stop you, though. I'm going to stop interrupting. I want people to understand, This isn't your opinion. This is their plan. And when you said we're going to stop them, we have senators, we have Rand Paul, we have world leaders listening to you and I and this audience. So we tell the audience this show and your show and others is beyond critical to the future of humanity. That's not bragging, people. This is life and death. We know their battle plan. We know how to beat them. And we're getting traction. That's why we're so important and we need your support and your word of mouth. This is a total war. It's coming. I have children. I want to stop this. This is not a game. Sorry.
Well, not at all. Actually, I appreciate you interrupting because this is a back and forth, and you add emphasis and new questions that I hadn't thought of as well. So interrupt. I mean, it's your show. Do interrupt anytime you want.
Well, I want people to get how much trouble we're in and how real this is. This is a world collapse plan. We've got to stop it.
But I was speaking face-to-face with international war correspondent Michael Yon yesterday, Y-O-N. I encourage you to have him on if you haven't yet. Michael Yon told me, point blank, he said, look, I've studied famines, I've studied war and pandemics and collapse. He's an avid reader. He studied hundreds of famines throughout the history of Japan and Thailand and Asia and Ireland and so on. He says, look, in every famine, there are certain local communities that survive with zero losses while other communities are wiped out around them. And the difference is that the leaders of those local communities taught decentralization of food production. So they were teaching people to store food and to learn how to grow food. And as a result, even when famines wiped out huge percentages of populations, in some cases 30, 40, 50% of the existing population, there were pockets that were 0% lost.
And say what you want about the Mormons. They have been dead right on this.
Well, exactly. And a lot of other groups and preppers have been proven right again and again. So here's the bottom line. Yes, the globalists are going to kill billions of people. We're hard to kill, right? So your listeners, you and I, and the people that we know, the people we run with, we are very hard to kill. We are going to be able to survive this, even though the oblivious masses, sadly, as much as we try to warn them, they refuse to prepare.
And Mike, let me make this announcement now, and I'm going to give you the floor when we come back, but this is important. This is what I think about 9% of the time. We're not going to be able to save things now, folks. We can back it off.
No, we're not.
Make their plan be terminated later. But the collapse they've already initiated, the first phase, we're not getting out of it. So I'm now shifting from trying to save things and stop the whole thing to people should now spend 50% of their time getting ready to protect yourself, the other 50% trying to mitigate how bad it's going to get. But we've passed the point of being able to stop this now, so people just better get ready.
Completely agree. We're past the Rubicon on this. There are billions, again, at minimum 1 billion, maybe more, who will not make it. That's my opinion. And by the way, Alice, I'm sorry about my video quality is not the best. We're trying to set up a new studio here with fiber optics and everything. We're trying to make progress to have a better broadcast. But anyway, we're in the process of that. Thank you for your patience.
You're doing great. It looks great, Mike.
Well, you know, we don't have the lighting figured out. Everything takes a year longer than it should, and you can't get parts and things like that. So you know how that goes. But the point is, we are going to make this through. I want to be clear. Your listeners are going to make it through when they've taken action. And you have to, I say, not only stockpile food, you need to stockpile nutrition because, you know, in all seriousness, you take InfoWars store products, for example. Some of those ingredients, you've had so much difficulty getting them over the last 18 months. There's going to be a day where they're not available. And it's not just the ingredients, it's the parts. You know this. Your manufacturers know this. The lids, the bottles, the labels. We are looking at like a 9-month backlog on labels for supplements right now. The lids, like spray bottles, squeeze bottle tops, all of these things are just gone from the supply system. So you've got to have backup supplies. And if you don't have good nutrition, you're not going to be able to heal yourself from the insults that are coming as the collapse kicks in. When you face starvation and a lack of emergency response medicine, and other people are getting sick and dying around you, you need the best nutrition possible.
I remember, Mike, you were on in February, yes. February and March of 2020, months and months before they even said lockdown, saying the lockdown is coming, it will be here, because you had the intel, so do we. We're not lying to you people. We know what we're talking about. This is not a game. This is life and death. I'm being really stern on people right now because I'm being stern on myself and my family. We've got to get ready.
100%. Get ready or get dead, folks. It really is that simple. But the good news is that surviving this is very possible. Just take action now. You can
do it. All right. We're going to start the real interview when we come back. We're going to get into the studies, the big picture. Mike Adams, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here.
And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
On it coming up in a moment. Here's just 2 minutes from my intro from the seminal film Endgame 2007.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack.
with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization, where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid, designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million.
All right, Mike, start over, break it all down. This is literally the skeleton key, the Rosetta Stone, to understanding their plan for us. Break down this very important study, Calhoun's Mouse Utopia Experiment.
All right, so a scientist named Calhoun ran these experiments in the late 1950s and the early 1960s, and it was written up in major scientific magazines and even the Smithsonian at the time. And here's what it was. He built a little mouse city. I mean, it was actually maybe 10, 12 feet across, and created unlimited resources for the mice that he put in there. He started with 8 mice. He had unlimited food, unlimited water, and essentially unlimited space. And, of course, the population took off initially. And the population doubling time was very short. They were able to have offspring and you know, again, unlimited food. So it was a giant welfare state for mice. This was also repeated with rats, by the way, with the same results. Now, long story short, within a few generations, it was population zero. The entire population of mice or rats collapsed. And as the final stage was emerging before the collapse, they began to see homosexual behavior and transgenderism and pedophilia in the mice. So you would have adult males mounting young mice. You would have female mice taking on the roles of male mice. And then at one point you had females losing all interest in reproduction whatsoever, which is some of what we're seeing in society today, for example, in Japan. There's not a lot of couples having babies in Japan, not comparing them to mice. I'm just saying that this is a universal process of many, many different biological systems, okay? So right now, today, we are in the final stage before collapse of human society, or we're in the collapse, the beginning stages of it, and the things that we're seeing in terms of transgenderism, the pedophilia, and grooming operations, these have been seen before in the Calhoun experiments. And importantly, Alex, what it shows is that if you give people unlimited food, unlimited money, money printing, stimulus checks, universal basic income, you don't help them. You create a welfare state that causes the loss of skills and knowledge that's normally transferred from one generation to the next. And you end up with new generations of mice in this case, or humans in our case, who don't know how to navigate reality and cannot function in the real world. And then they lose all interest in reproduction. The family is gone. Yes, mice have families too. The family gets destroyed. And within a few more generations, it's population zero. Total collapse, even though they had everything available to them, including plenty of nesting space. So they didn't run out of space, Alex. They didn't run out of anything. Their culture collapsed because of a lack of knowledge transference. That's what happened, and that's what's happening today. When we send our children to colleges and universities, they don't learn things in many of these locations. They get indoctrinated, and then they engage in, you know, LGBT propaganda, child mutilations. We have infanticide and abortions, and all of those things were seen also in the mouse populations in the Calhoun experiments. So that's kind of the nutshell, Alex, of what this shows. But it was misinterpreted by mainstream scientists who said, oh, population is the problem. population is not the problem. The problem is lack of knowledge and too much free stuff for everybody.
Well, of course, they knew that. I mean, this was done by globalist eugenicists. The input was giving them everything free, compact. And then now they're trying to artificially take everything in the study and prime the pump with this study, with the transgenderism and the drugs and the free food and all this, to basically accelerate this model in their own words. They're trying to hasten the collapse.
Well, that's right. So part of the attack on the family is pushing these behaviors that they observed in the mice. They can push them more aggressively through transgenderism and LGBT propaganda. And they can break apart families, and they can make mothers not care about their young. So what Calhoun was reporting is that some of the mice mothers, they would be carrying one of their young, and they would accidentally drop the young mouse, and they wouldn't even bother to pick it up. They would just keep going, and that young mouse would die because there was no caring for the children. Well, what do you see today, right? Abortions, infanticide, people throwing their children at the state and saying, you raise them.
Look at China, where they don't take care of people that are hurt or in a car wreck, and the Chinese that do care, they're trying to beat it out of them not to care.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of scientists learning from this experiment of how to not have things go, they use it as a weaponization to figure out what they should do, what they want to do in their globalist depopulation efforts. So they ran the experiments to find how they can weaponize it against humanity, I believe. And then now here we are. We are living in the so-called mouse utopia right now. And that's what they call it, a mouse utopia. Everything for free, everything provided, and yet total collapse, population zero. There were no survivors in that scenario, Alex, because they lost the skills. But you know what the upshot is? As long as you maintain skills and you teach your children and you homeschool your children and you teach them how to do real things in the real world, you won't reach population zero.
Well, that's right.
Elon
Musk, you know, wants us to have universal basic income. That's the holy grail of the globalists. They know exactly what that'll do. Go to any of these parks in the U.S., Japan, anywhere, where they feed the birds, they feed the squirrels. In Japan, they feed the monkeys. The monkeys become obese, lazy, and hateful as well, and do things they never did before.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, it is free market competition that is critical to the survival of the human species. And it's also socialization skills, which were taken away from a generation of children due to the COVID lockdowns and the masks and the isolation that we just saw over the last 2 years. They are, in fact, implementing the socialization destruction that was witnessed in the Calhoun mouse experiments. They're implementing that in the schools, even in places like California, continuing to this day. Masks are still required in many places. So that is the socialization destruction. And when you destroy socialization, you destroy the ability of a new generation to be able to reproduce and to have families, to choose mates, and to have healthy offspring, and to teach those offspring the skills of survival.
And what's crazy is the average leftist goes along with this, but even mid-level leftists now know they're bringing down society. They believe to build this utopia, but they've been set up by eugenicists that I would even call liberal or leftist, but are beyond Hitlerian, who are setting them up for this process. And so they're literally victims of this brainwashing, but they still love the servitude they've been put into.
Yeah, exactly. And you and I would be like the mice in the simulation screaming to the other mice, hey, teach your children, protect your children, maintain your fertility, don't take the jab, learn where food comes from, right? This is what the mice, if they had known that, they
wouldn't have died. Let's break out of this enclosure we're in. There's a bigger world outside this, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, climb this, jump out. Let's free the other mice, you know, get out of the matrix. That's what we would have been doing. Amazing.
Stay there. Let's talk more about this when we come back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Adams is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going a little bit in the next hour and get some other big national, international news to them in a moment. But I want to finish up with the social engineers. We read their books. We read their papers. We all know this is real. We're sitting there telling people what's coming next. They see it happen because the globalists are predominantly in control of the world. They're not in full control. And we say no and don't comply. They can't win. And if we all start trying to become more self-sufficient and educate others, they will fail. And they admit in their own white papers they are failing. More opposition's coming, but they keep doubling down. What elite? Because aristocrats of old weren't perfect. There were different groups, some of them, some tyrants, some were good. But understood, build up humanity, build libraries, make people be healthier, give people style, give people class, develop culture, develop jobs, develop a worth ethic. That's a better world for the elites, kids to live in as well with our children. And in competition, that's what America was about. Wasn't perfect. Imagine trying to come in and get rid of all that. So you can manage people better, so no new opposition forms to you. You accelerate the bad tendencies of collapse, and then are delusional with Yuval Noah Harari, a totally creepy dude of medieval studies, as the high priest saying he's going to be a god, and Ray Kurzweil says that they're going to merge the machines, and they're going to get rid of all of us. In the process of imploding things, they get rid of their own due process, their own chivalry, their own protections, their own safety net, and they're going to turn loose men and people way more evil and corrupt than they are, and also others who have their backs against the walls that will just remove these people like a joke. So they vestigially hang on to the old vestiges of the free republic and free nations and are protected by those very bulwarks that they themselves are removing, believing it's about to give them incredible power. These people are the biggest morons of all.
Yeah, and of course they have a God complex, but they believe that they're going to put in place the end of the era of biology as vessels for consciousness. This is really critical to understand. They believe, for whatever reason, yes, they're totally insane, they're criminally insane, but they believe they can transfer consciousness from the human body into a machine. And the reason they believe that is because none of them believe in God, so they don't understand that consciousness is an expression of the Creator, and that consciousness is not just whatever's sitting in your brain. It's not just bytes, bits and bytes that can be read and digitized and so on. And by the way, when Elon Musk says things like, oh, we're going to be able to implant your brain with a Neuralink and we're going to be able to read your memories and digitize and archive your memories or your dreams, I think Elon is wrong about that. You're not going to be able to read memories because memories are an expression of the holographic nature of how neurology interfaces with non-material consciousness, non-physical consciousness. In other words, who you really are is a non-physical, non-material being that is attached to your brain and your body and your physiology, but that is not you. The physical stuff isn't you. And as a result, scientists will never be able to locate, like, where's consciousness? Where did it come from? Is it this part of the brain? Is it that part of the brain? No, it's not in the brain. It transcends the brain because, again, consciousness is a gift from God. And by the way, philosophically, that's why we must have free speech and individual freedom, because God gave us the gift of life and the gift to choose.
And let's expand on that. Yeah. All the science, all the real numbers, all the quantum mechanics coming out proves that. And more the globalists even admit they know that's true. They're selling the pop culture that, oh, grandma didn't really die. She's uploaded to this hologram and you get to talk to her. Yeah, it's her voice print. Yeah, it sounds like her. Yeah, it has her sayings. Yeah, it has a whole AI thing that can fool you. But it's like having a photo of a Bengal tiger versus actually having the Bengal tiger. And under their whole transhumanist system, I predicted this 20 years ago, but now they're saying it'll be against the law to claim one of these holograms isn't really a person. And then they'll claim they have voting rights and everything else. So this is the ultimate fraud of the next level. So they'll accept the fraud of two men having a baby. Well, we'll accept that, oh, where's grandpa or where's dad? Oh, he's here with us. He's in, you know, let's have him at the kitchen table with us. And Or maybe we put him into a new body or whatever, but it's really not grandpa.
And if you think about it, the mRNA injections are really a digital instruction set to dismantle the biological systems that currently maintain consciousness. So this is a cyber attack on the human body, the human culture, the human mind, and the human spirit. Now, this attack is, from the globalist point of view, it's succeeding in those who keep taking the jabs, but it is not succeeding overall. Which is, you know, because so many people are saying no to the vaccines, and thank God for Senator Rand Paul and others who are rejecting this and working to protect our military troops. So globally, then, this is why, and you know, you've reported on this so many times, but this is why they're accelerating the 2030 and the 2050 agendas, because the vaccines did not succeed at the level that they had wanted. So now they have to just starve people with brutality. Now they have to, you know, release cyber warfare attacks on the power grid. Now they have to collapse the money supply. All these things are going to happen, but it's because they did not achieve the death that they wanted from the mRNA injection.
Absolutely.
Themselves.
So they're going back to old-fashioned cut off the power. Like, how is Putin trying to beat the Ukrainians? Keeping their power off. What's Biden doing to us? Turning our power off. Turning down all of our energy systems. Here's Tucker Carlson last night. They're now saying six boosters. Now, how did you and I know 2.5 years ago it'd be 6 to 8 shots a year? Because Bill Gates actually said to his investors, they knew day one it would erase your immune system. We played the Pfizer executives. We played, you know, the doctors on air. So it's not like we have crystal balls, folks. That's what's so frustrating. They were planning it the whole time. And now, 2.5 years later, here they are. It didn't matter whether you're in Australia or Germany or America. It's the same lie. Now you got to have six shots. Here it is.
So in order for people to believe the science, the people explaining the science have to be honest and consistent. Otherwise, no one thinks any of it is real. So it's important. And with that in mind, the Biden administration has been telling you for quite a while now that the COVID vaccine protects you for a full year. Well, that's not true. The vaccine does not, unfortunately, stop you from getting COVID. The majority of people who've died recently from COVID have been vaccinated. But they're still telling you to take it every year. But then suddenly, with no explanation, that recommendation has changed. The HHS Secretary, Javier Becerra, just made this announcement, quote, "If it's been over 2 months since your last dose, make a plan to get one now." In other words, you need to get a new COVID shot every 2 months, six times a year. Huh? Who thinks that's a good idea? Well, Bill Clinton. He just tested positive for COVID, but despite that, he said he's, quote, "grateful to be vaccinated and boosted," because he'll say anything, as you know.
Now, you can't go to Google because they're totally rigged now. Bing's somewhat rigged. You go to DuckDuckGo. A few others are a little bit better. But if you go search 2020, you'll find Mike Adams and Alex Jones saying they're going to be giving you 6 to 10 shots a year because they said so, Mike. It's in the documents. Elaborate on that. This is such an open fiasco.
Well, yeah, they manipulated the public into this, but the key is they had to manufacture consent into vaccine-assisted suicide and multi-generational infertility. So those who don't die from the clots or the myocarditis or the neurological problems, if they try to have children, the males are affected by drastically lowered sperm production. It's down 62% over the last few years, or since it was a few years ago. 62%, it's almost two-thirds reduction in sperm. And in addition, the spike protein circulates into the ovaries and female reproductive organs. So remember that when a woman is pregnant with her female child, that the ovaries that female child will carry for her life are also being formed during the gestation period when that female child is in her mother's womb. And so that means that what's circulating in the mother's body affects her daughter and her granddaughter. So
and they're particularly pushing it on pregnant women.
Absolutely, because they know that this will kill fertility for most likely the next generation. But if you're lucky enough to resist it and have a child, that child won't be fertile. Okay. So remember how Bill Gates said that reducing population, he publicly said he wants to do it slowly by, you know, women's health initiatives, which is murdering babies and causing infertility. And it was Bill Gates also, by the way, that was funding, or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding, the ultrasonic male infertility technology. This is patented. It was an ultrasound machine that wraps around a man's scrotum and blasts the scrotum with ultrasonic energy, causing infertility, loss of sperm production for 6 months. That's the kind of tech that Bill Gates was funding before. Well, they found a better tech, right? mRNA. It goes to the sperm. I mean, it goes to the testes. It reduces sperm. It goes to the ovaries. It goes to the spleen, the liver, the brain, the heart, the organs, all throughout the body. This is their utopia, the globalist utopia. They finally found a weapon system that's a self-replicating depopulation and infertility system that they can convince people to want to take. People who are oblivious. That's the sad part.
Incredible. Do 15 more minutes with us, naturalnews.com. I want to tie into this new incredible announcement of Planned Parenthood that we should sexualize children at birth. We told you it was coming. This is a pedophile revolution. The pedophiles like to rape kids, but the globalists, they like to ruin their fertility and their future. That's why The Atlantic says the people cheering for humanity's end and says we should just get rid of all humans. It's so beautiful. Avatar director says testosterone should basically be outlawed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a clear anti-human agenda. They turn men against women, women against men. They're targeting us all, black against white. It's all a lie. It's all eugenics. Hour number 4 is coming up, and Jay Dyer is coming up 15 minutes. A few more seconds with Mike Adams. Don't forget, store-wide free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.